Good evening, everyone. I just want to welcome everyone tonight to our prayer call, Dynamic Prayer Call. And my name is Gina Miani, and I'll be your captain tonight. And I'll have Desiree Woods will be our co-captain tonight. And today is Tuesday, November 1st, 2016. It's exciting. We're starting a brand new month, new blessings, new season. It's exciting, all the things that God is doing in our lives and in our network, in this network. So I just want to, again, welcome everyone and just remind everyone that this is the Dynamic Prayer Network is a ministry that is dedicated to training and equipping prayer warriors. And we're so privileged to be able to be a part of this network. And I'm so excited that we get to join every night together. So before we get started with our teaching tonight on prayer, continuing teaching on prayer, I wanted to ask if everyone has registered online for tonight's class. Just as a friendly reminder that we have class, we have teachings on Tuesdays and Thursdays on prayer intercession, and we just want to remind everyone to make sure you're registered to attend online, and you're paid and you're registered for today's class. Is everyone registered tonight? Oh. Okay. So before we get started, I wanted to just welcome anybody that's here for the first time tonight. Do we have anybody here? Let me see. I have Rhonda. Is this your first time with us today?
Yes, this is my first time.
Okay, Rhonda, there's a little bit of a feedback. Where are you calling from?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you because of that noise.
Oh, okay, I know there was some feedback. Okay. Where are you calling us from tonight, Rhonda?
I'm calling you from North Carolina, and this is my first time on the prayer call with the weather prayer class.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're excited to have you, Rhonda. Where in North Carolina are you from?
A little small town called Roxboro. It's on the other side of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Very nice. So we're really happy you can join us tonight.
Thank
you. Welcome. So, all right, Rhonda. So we're going to be going into a teaching part now with our sister Desiree Woods. And I just ask that you prepare your hearts. I want to pray before we get started. As the Lord prepares our hearts to receive His word tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift you up, Father. We give you all the honor and the glory, Father, for just being who you are, Lord, being our Abba, Father. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for this time that we can come together, Lord, not only to intercede and pray, Father, but to learn from your word, Lord God. I ask you, Lord, that you anoint my sister's lips so that we can hear from heaven, Lord, and receive revelation tonight, Lord, as we learn about prayer, Lord, and the importance, Lord, and the details of how you want us to pray, Father God. We bless you tonight, Lord. I bless everyone on this call. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I want to go ahead and welcome Desiree into our teaching session. And welcome, Desiree.
Thank you so much, Gina, and welcome everyone. This is lesson four of, this is one of four teachings, and this is lesson number four. And we want to, just a little background, the Lord directed Martiel that we needed to unify all the people on the network. We have some that are prayer warriors, and then we have some that were beginner prayers, and then we had some intermediate, and then the Lord wanted everyone to be in a foundation. And so these are how the prayer classes and the intercession classes were spearheaded, that these classes were to bring everyone into one place and to unify us as a group. And so these classes are a total of $30 for both classes. And those that need to register, the class will repeat again. So this is the last of the four classes. To be on the network to actually participate, we are asking that these classes are mandatory. So to be on this the network, you need to be enrolled in these classes because it is part of the preparatory, not to that like a policeman, but we want to be unified and we want to be on the same plane so that we're continually being equipped. And so these are foundation classes, and everyone is being told to take them, and it's for everyone and for the group, and so we thank the Lord for that. And this is lesson four of the series, and the same way this is so we're in this week right now, and last class we discussed the role of prayer in the life of Jesus, and then we spoke about the levels of prayer, types of prayer, and the types of prayer we use in this ministry. Tonight we're going to be talking about your prayer life. And we're going to be talking about the benefits and the pitfall of certain of the things and the dynamics of what I'm going to be speaking about. We're going to be speaking about your prayer life in a prayer group, with a prayer partner, and your alone time with the Lord. And we're going to touch on prophetic prayer, and then we will do a workshop and an activation. So let's get started. We're going to start talking with about praying with a group. Before I start, there was a text that was sent to everyone. If you take a look at it, we have what I sent to you was the activation and a prayer template for you. It was sent in a text. You may try to open that. It's for the activation later when you get a chance. I sent it to you, Audrey, Audrey's in Switzerland. I sent it to your email, okay? And Venezuela got theirs also in an email.
When?
Everyone,
today?
Yes. And everyone else got it via texting. Okay, so that's for the activation later. Amen. So let's get started. Praying with a group. The benefits and pitfall. Let us answer something first. There is power in group prayer. This is powerful, and we have been reiterating that point. This is what we do when we come together on this network. If you're not praying with other believers, then you're not really getting the support you need and in prayer. And I continue to reinforce this point because this is part of our mission on this network, that the more people that are praying for you, the more powerful and the faster your breakthrough is coming through. There are many people today who are not, they have some issues. They might be too proud to ask others to pray for them. But I know on this network that's not your sentiment, because that's why you're here. Amen. There are many people that are just shy. Their personal troubles that they get, you know, there's a big deal. There are personal troubles that get solved, breakthroughs that happen, deliverance, desires that come to fruition. There's wisdom given when others pray for you and pray with you. This is a very powerful, and this is activated when we unite and we come together, just like in Pentecost, to supernaturally change our lives. So there is power in numbers, and there's power in agreement. And Jesus says, just like you know the scripture, whenever two or you on earth agree about anything you pray for, it will be done for you. We discussed the scripture before, and we can never get tired of it because it is a promise. Amen. So let's get started with group praying as we do on this network. This is powerful, and we practice this here. we agree on the prayer circle format, which we know we pray the five areas of focus, as we discussed in our earlier class. We take turns. We respect the time limit. We respect the authority. The captain tonight is Gina. We respect the boundaries, and we pray for the focus that the leader delegates to us. And we stay on topic, not promoting personal agenda, because we're here to pray for each other in that prayer format and in that circle that we do at 9 o'clock, praying for the five areas of focus. So it is a good thing, and we practice this here in group praying, and it is very powerful. And like I said, there's some benefits. There's strength in number. Where two or more, I told you about the scripture in Matthew 18, verse 20. And because you are accepted by group members, you learn to accept yourself. That's another benefit. The answers to prayer bind you together as a group. So it's very powerful. You also become aware of the stresses, the stressful things, and the crisis going in the lives of your brothers and sisters. Because you remember, and guess what? Because we've been praying together with each other, and I don't know if this has happened to anyone, and you could tell me later, you're going about your everyday life, and you remember something that was in a prayer request, and you start to pray and intercede for it, although you're not on the prayer line. So the Lord does remind you. In fact, I've actually confessed to Martiel. I said, Martiel, I don't ever disconnect, because the Lord reminds me of all of you. And then I'd be praying, you know, I'll be praying for someone. Peter Gay, there are times when there are certain people that come to my mind, and I just start to pray. So you are surrounded by God's presence, and you do catch each other's anointing in this prophetic prayer circle that we do. You lose your fear of praying out loud, because, and some of you might even confess to this, like, oh, you know, it was intimidating before, but as you continue to press in and pray with each other, you lose the fear. You learn how to pray out loud by hearing more experienced people pray. And also, you realize that you are more like other people than different from each other. So it is a great thing. And one other thing that happens when you're praying in a group, pride is immediately zapped. So in other words, you can't even be proud. Praying with people is courageous. So whatever pride, I know that there is not like that on this line, because it takes courage to pray in a group. And so we love that. And some have gotten on this line, they never return, because they feel that others are more seasoned prayer warriors, and they get intimidated. But God bless you all that have actually stayed, and you don't have those hang-ups, because you know what, you really are desperate, and you want to be here, and you want to learn. And so no more suffering in silence, begging God. With a group, there is power. So that's the benefit. Amen. Some of the pitfalls, and I know that this is not so for this network, praying to impress the people around you, that's some of the pitfall in praying with some prayer circles, meaningless repetition, intimidation from some because others pray better. Prayer becomes like a cliche, a routine. So one of the pitfalls is that. And what you do to overcome that is that you come with a fresh word. And that's why we let you know that you need to bring the word of God. When you come, we pray the scripture. Come prepared with your scripture. Amen. The next thing that we're going to be discussing is praying with a partner. Number one was praying in a group. Number two, praying with a partner. This type of prayer, your prayer life, is very intimate, and it allows for sharing some personal things that you may not want to do in a big circle. So how you would prepare for that is you would learn to be a little bit more transparent. You would share yourself in a situation like that. So transparency would be a number one when you're praying with a prayer partner. You share your heart, your struggles, your growth. Amen. that type of structure, the topics flow easily, okay? It will. At that time, you might be praying for your children. You'll be praying for whatever the prayer issue is in that intimate setting. And so there is a plus to that. And it's also because that person might feel intimidated by a bigger group. So it might just be the right atmosphere for that person because of the intimacy. There's no intimidation of praying with a lot of people. So praying with a prayer partner, that's good for that particular person. The pitfall to something like that is in the council of many, there is wisdom. So sometimes it needs a bigger circle for certain scenarios. So a pitfall will be where you need some more people praying into an issue than the two people. So there's wisdom in the council of many. And another thing that sometimes can happen in as a pitfall in a scenario like that is a covert way to gossip about others. Sometimes that happens. So you have to kind of guard yourself on doing something like that. And another pitfall is that you can guard yourself on using the time, the prayer time, as a counseling session. So those are some of the things that can be a pitfall. But what we love about the prayer circle is the prayer with a partner, that is the intimacy of it, and trust is fostered freely for someone that may have a trust issue. Amen. Let's move on to the alone time with the Lord. One-on-one is intimate with the Lord. Developing a friendship with God, approach him with faith as a son, as we discussed earlier in the previous class. Approaching with thanksgiving, tell him about your day. Talk to him about your family and friends. You can reflect and see the life of Jesus, Moses, Daniel, and Abraham as example for this. This is a discipline and it requires a willing heart. At first, it can be challenging for those that do not like quietness, but we live in a noisy, busy world. If you could take a look at your day-to-day routine, Isaiah 30 verse 15 says, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength, but you were unwilling." So we want to have willing our hearts in our alone time with the Lord. And some need the stimulation. There's some people that need the stimulation of people because it's addictive, especially if you're raised that way. But consider the three ways we can strengthen our prayer life. If you set a schedule for regular prayer time, you need order. Order is very important. For my example, my prayer time tends to be in the morning, and it's fresh. And sometimes it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, depending on what the Lord is saying. But I've had seasons when 3 o'clock is my prayer time. Amen. The next thing, make a prayer list, and have a right view of God. This might seem mechanical for prayer warriors, okay, for some of you that are here and that you're seasoned prayer warriors, but we all need to start somewhere, and you might need to train someone new in their faith. So consider everything that I'm saying right now. Consider it. There's a lot of wisdom in this. Okay, so if this lesson is not for you and you find it very elementary, trust me, you are going to need this to teach someone that's a new person in their faith. So setting a schedule, make a prayer list, and have the right view of who God is. A schedule, establish when we will pray. Like I mentioned, I'm a morning person. A prayer list gives us focus on what to pray. This is helpful when we are starting out. The next thing is a right view of God causes us to want to pray. He is a good Father with our best interests at heart. If you have father issue, or if that person have father issue, whether you were abandoned as a child, abused, etc., etc., it affects how we see God if these issues of the heart are not dealt with, and we continue without healing. So it's very important that we have a right view of God, and because it helps us to want to pray. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, He rewards those that diligently seek Him. Amen. If we can continue to prophetic prayer, this is the aim. And we have been talking about prophetic intercession in our other classes, but prophetic prayer, this is the aim. This is when heaven meets earth, a fresh word that brings life and transformation. Whether you're doing prophetic prayer in a group setting, or with your prayer partner, or one-on-one, it starts with the Holy Spirit and it ends with Him. Prophetic prayer occurs when we use revelation received from the Holy Spirit in the process of praying. We talk about this in previous classes. We can receive a vision while we're praying, a picture, or a knowledge pertaining to a prayer need, or simply what God is saying at the moment. There is no pitfall to this type of prayer. Just let everything be done in decency and order, following the guidelines of the group if you're praying with a prayer group like we're going to be doing tonight, or in a one-on-one prayer time. You might start out with asking God about his day or your day, and you may have a prayer list, and somewhere in the meeting, all of a sudden, you transition to an adventure into prophetic insight while you're praying. So this prophetic prayer is the aim, because you want revelation. You want to hear Him talk to you. You want to get that sensing. And when we come together, this is what we do practice on this prayer line. Amen. So at this point, we're going to do the activation. Okay? If you can pull out the template that I sent to you. I am going to need the captain's help for this part, because if Gina, can you please get together your group that you will want to be praying tonight? Just get your list together while I just give some instructions.
Okay, I have the list ready.
Oh, awesome. All right. At this point, the instruction is to everyone that is hearing me. I want you to take a moment and find your scriptures for the topics that your captain will be giving you. Gina, can you go ahead and, let me just go ahead with the instruction. Even if she doesn't call on you, all right, that is okay. So what you're going to do is to write down the prayer topic that you're going to be writing a prayer out. This is the activation tonight. This is the prayer that you're going to be writing is in praying in agreement with each other for the group. Okay? So each night when you come on, let this be a part of your practice. When you're coming on at 9, have your scriptures ready for your topics. Whether you're going to be praying for protection, just write them out and get them prepared. Amen. This is a part of the discipline, and what actually occurs here is when you prepare your scriptures and your insights, the discipline of doing this, the Holy Spirit is absolutely faithful in the transition as you make your preparation for every night coming on. He gives you the insight into the topics. For instance, you may ask, Lord, what is it that you'd want me to pray tonight regarding protection? What are you saying tonight that I need to pray for my group, my team members, regarding their finances? as you're faithful in doing that, the Lord will start to give you the scriptures. It will come and it will flow very freely. Amen. And so I'm going to call on Gina now, because there is a template that, from Frank's example, that was sent to you in the prayer.
Yes.
Yes. And it was sent as an example. And below, I have what it is, what your night in preparation should look like when you're coming to pray with a team, unified, if everyone will do this in unity. So you have your date, you've got the topic that you're going to be praying for, and you will have your members, as the captain will let you know who will be before you and who will be behind you. And I made room for you so that you write out your prayer. Amen. So, Gina, you can now come forward. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Desiree. So let's go ahead and make sure you have a pen and paper so you can write down the area that the Lord has guided us to pray for. And for protection, we have Al and Audrey. So Al and Audrey for protection. Then we have for finance and business, we have Desiree and Emily. Finance and business, Desiree and Emily. Then we have for healing and health, we have Everlina and myself. So for healing and health, Everlina and me, Gina. And then for friends and family, we have Peter Gay and Al again. And so again, friends and family, Peter Gay and Al. And for the Dynamic Prayer Network, we have Audrey and Desiree. So Dynamic Prayer Network and all ministries represented, Audrey and Desiree. So,
amen.
So we can go ahead, let's go ahead and take 1 minute to write out your prayers. And I just want to, while you guys are writing it out, I want to mention, thank you, Desiree, for the tonight's lesson. I actually have a whiteboard in my room, and I write out my prayer requests. So when I wake up, I have them in front of me. I mean, I just love whiteboards, so it's just a part of me being just visual and my goals and stuff. But I have a section for my prayers, so sometimes writing in a notebook, you forget about opening up the notebook.
Amen.
So
amen.
For me, it's a visual, and if that helps anybody, I highly recommend you just write it out in a paper or some board or something, and every morning you see it. And you can intercede for all the requests that God has put in your heart to intercede for.
Gina, this is Audrey. I'd like to just understand what you just said we should do, and I did not. The template that was sent, I cannot open it, as well as lessons 7 and 8, just to say to Erin that I can't get into those two things. But just what did you say we should do right now, please?
Sure. So the lesson, the work, it's like a worksheet, and basically there's a little section you just put in the topic that you're assigned for. So for example, you are going to be doing protection, and then
What are you talking about? Because I was told I received an email, but I opened the email, I can't get the link. The link doesn't work.
Okay. Well, we'll send you the link.
I don't have that. And then the lesson 7 and 8 that were sent to me for tomorrow evening, for Wednesday, in fact, for today, my time, is not opening either. I can't get into it. I don't have lesson 7 and 8 for today, Wednesday, and I can't get into the link for the template that was sent to me now.
Okay.
Gina,
may I just answer her quickly?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yes. Audrey, I will. We will resend the that to you directly. If you just follow what Gina is saying, you can just follow the direction right now. What she's going to just tell you what you need to do for the prayer template. Okay.
Okay. And basically, so you're just going to write it, and the form is very simple. It just has the topic, which would be protection for you, Audrey, or so it would be like you would write that in, and then underneath has the Bible verse that you chose for that area. You would put in the name of the area you're praying for, then the Bible verse would be underneath. Remember, this is all in preparation, and you should ideally have one for each of the areas prepared, so when you are assigned, you'll just have that one ready. And then you would start writing, because we're not sure what you're going to be assigned for every day you come on, however the Holy Spirit leads, but you can prepare ahead of time for that. The Lord will show you. So have it already. You can even have you can have the five sheets, one for each one, and you can just change the Bible verse and start writing. So then the example on the sheet just is somebody's prayer journal that they wrote out a prayer. And you can do the same every night. It's just a way to help you so you're prepared. And it is going to be more powerful. So has anybody else on the line has not been able to see the form so we can send it to you later tonight?
Yes. I'm sorry. This is Everlina. I don't see the form either, but I'm just going to follow your instructions.
Okay. Everybody, go ahead.
Yes, I'll definitely get, yes, it was sent out, but I'll definitely send it out again. All right? So, okay. You'll have it for next time.
Amen. We'll make sure everybody gets it via email, too. Maybe that'll be a better way of seeing it, but it's a great idea, great template, Desiree, and it's going to be going to help us greatly, so thank you again. So let's go ahead and enter into a time of prayer. We're going to go ahead and start with protection. Al, Audrey, okay? Let's go ahead. Amen.
Lord, I just lift up the prayer network to you right now. I just pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that your word says, Father God, that that you call us beloved, Father God, in Jesus' name, and that you're beloved, Father God, and your word says that you're not to touch God's people, God's prophets, and the Lord won't, the Lord repays those that that do that. And I just pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that that you would deliver us, Father God, as your word says, from the evil one, Father God, because that's what your word says. And I thank you, Father, for you protect everyone, Father God, in this fashion, Father God, for we don't war against flesh and blood, really, Lord, but we war against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, et cetera, Father. And so I just pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would send your angels, Father God, as Jesus said, can I not now pray for 12 legions of angels? And so I just pray that for these legions of angels around everybody's family here represented tonight, and for all of us here, Father God, my family, Lord. And I just pray, Father, that you would give us that protection, Father, in Jesus' name. I just pray for your warring angels, Father God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And thwart everything that the enemy has, Father, in one way or another. I thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen. Audrey. Okay, Audrey.
Yeah, okay. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, your word tells us in Isaiah, I believe, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Heavenly Father, we believe your word for each of us. We believe your word for the ministry. We believe your word for everyone who is connected to us, Heavenly Father. We bless you, Lord. We know that we are protected, Heavenly Father. We know that you have released angels of protection over us and our families and friends, Heavenly Father. We know, in this ministry and all other ministries, Heavenly Father, we know that you are with us because, Lord, your word tells us that you live in us. Emmanuel, God in us. Heavenly Father, you live in us. We are your temples, Lord. And so we know that we are protected. We know that we have nothing, absolutely nothing to fear from the enemy, Lord. Heavenly Father, you watch over us. You bless us. You help us. You teach us. You counsel us. You guide us. Your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, dwells in us. We are the temples of God. And Heavenly Father, there is nothing, no weapon that can harm us. Your word tells us this. And we press into this scripture. We stand on this scripture. We believe in this scripture, Lord. That as long as we belong to you, nothing can hurt us. We know that the enemy wants us to believe differently, but we don't believe the negative reports of the enemy, Lord. We're not even listening to the enemy, Lord. We know, we believe in our hearts that we are protected. It is not possible that you live in us and you don't protect us. It is not possible, Lord. And so we just thank you for your protection, Lord, for each of us, for our family, for the ministry, and for all other ministries, Heavenly Father, for the Dynamic Prayer Network ministry and all other ministries. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And Father, we just thank you as well, Father. With that goes our finances, Father. We decree Romans 13:8. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. So, Father, we decree and declare that we will not be borrowers, but we will be lenders. And that, Father, Lord God, that we will not be over our heads in debt. We pray a blessing over the bank accounts and over the things that you'll bless our hands and bless our basket going in and going out. We thank you for all the provisions that you are providing for each person here tonight. And Father, your word says that we are Abraham's seed because we believe by faith, because we're children of faith. And we are the seed of Abraham. We are grafted in. And so therefore the blessings of Abraham is on each person here tonight. And so Father, we tap into that, Lord God. And thank you for the provision for every person here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go ahead, Emily, for finances.
Okay. Yes. Father, your word says in Deuteronomy 28:8. The Lord will command the blessings on you and your barns and all that you undertake, and he will bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Father, your word also says in Deuteronomy 8:18, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant which he swore to our ancestors as it is to it today. And Father, I pray for favor on our finances, Father. And Father, honor your word and release us from any financial problems in our life, Father. And Heavenly Father, I pray, Father, that you open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessings on us from the north, south, east, and the west, Father. And Father, I decree and declare a breakthrough in our financial and our finances, Father. And I pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Evelina for healing?
Yes. Father, we want to thank you for your word says, you are the Lord that healeth us, and that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, everything around us changes. But Lord God, we thank you because you don't change. Without the shedding of blood, there would have not been any, there would not have been healing in our bodies. And thank you for divine healing, for you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and by your stripes we were healed.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence tonight, Lord. Thank you, Abba, for your love. And Lord, your word says in Psalms 41:3, the Lord sustains them on their sickbed and restores them from their bed of illness. And Lord, we just want to lift up every person that is bedridden, that is in a hospital, Lord, that is home, Lord, that is sick, Father God. Lord God, may you visit them tonight, Heavenly Father. May you pour over them your grace and mercy, Lord, that tonight, Lord, they will feel your supernatural healing, Lord, that they'll feel your presence, Lord, that you'll come over your people tonight, Lord, and that they will seek you, Lord, in that time, Lord, of illness, Father God. Lord, that you'll stir up this desire in them, Lord, to speak with you, to ask you, to just want more from you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that tonight, Lord, they'll experience, Lord, your supernatural healing presence, Lord, tonight, Lord. Lord, restore their hope, Lord. Love on them, Lord. Pour your love over the sick tonight, Lord. I just lift up any family member or friend on the network, Lord, that is sick, Lord, that is dealing with an illness, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask you, Lord, that you heal your people tonight, Lord. We believe, Lord, we just claim the blood of Jesus, Lord, over every person, over every sickness, Lord, that has wanted to take root in our family and friends and bodies, Lord. And we just decree and declare healing, Lord, for their bodies tonight, that they will feel their experience, Lord, your presence tonight, Lord. We just lift them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Peter Gay for friends and family, and then Al. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all our friends and family, and we lift them up to you. Lord, we ask you to help us do as you have commanded in John chapter 15 verses 12 through 14. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friend if you do what I command. Lord, we ask you to help us find it in our heart that if we have any grievance against any of our friends or family, or against anyone, that we can find the strength and courage and to look within our heart to forgive and forget these issues, Lord. We ask you to continue to strengthen us and strengthen us with the... We ask you to continue to strengthen us with the divine love that you have shown us, so that we can do the same towards all of our friends and our families. And I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Lord, I lift up friends and family to you right now. And Father God, the word, Lord, that came to me was that when you went to the wedding, Lord, there was music and dancing there. And so I just pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would give us friends and families, Father God, and that we can have a good time with each other, Father. And I just pray, Father, that that you give us forgiving hearts, Father God, and forgiving minds. And minds that believe your word, Father, in Jesus' name, every time. And so I just pray, Father, for friends and family right now, on for everybody I just represented here, Father God. I just pray that, you'd give us weddings to go to and just go out for coffees or just enjoy each other's company. I just pray that for all of us, Father, and as you protect us also. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, this is for the Dynamic Prayer Network. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
There's another prayer that should be prayed by myself and Desiree, right?
Yes.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless the ministry, the Dynamic Prayer Ministry, and that includes all other ministries and the ministry leaders. In Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20, your word reads, Lord, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that you have commanded us, and surely that you are with us always, even to the end of the age. So Heavenly Father, please, we ask you to bless the work of your servants. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to speak your word. Enable us, Lord, to speak your word boldly. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you to please nurture believers into the fullness of the faith, Lord. Please fill us, each of us, Lord, with your spirit. And please give us your strength, Lord, to do your work, Lord, in a powerful way. And Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord. This is a prayer I just wrote down, and I read this prayer that I wrote down. I took it from some of the lists I have. And Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the Dynamic Prayer Network. Thank you for all the ministry leaders. Thank you for Martiel. Thank you for each of us, Heavenly Father, our families, our friends, Lord. We just bless you, Lord, and we thank you. We ask you to provide everything that this ministry needs, Heavenly Father. And please bless everything that each of us are doing for your kingdom, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you so much for who you are. And Lord God, we thank you for your word in Acts 4, verse 13. Just as Audrey mentioned, we thank you for boldness. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And Father, Lord God, I just thank you that each one of us, Lord God, as we go out, Lord God, and we're used among the our families and we're used, Lord God, let it be known, Lord God, we just thank you that the boldness, Lord God, that it's being released on this network as we come together, and Father, that the activation, Lord God, of our giftings and callings, Lord God, that boldness will be activated so that when we go out, Lord God, that Father, it will be evident, and that Father, we will move, Lord God, in signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord God, even as we're being released in our calling. And so, Father, we thank you, and we thank you for the teaching, the teachers, the prophets, and the things that are the ministries and the callings that are arising, Lord God, as we're being trained and equipped. And so, Father, we thank you. We just bless this network and the things that you're doing, Father, Lord God. And Father, I just thank you in Jesus' name for all these things. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you everyone so much for lifting up the prayers of five areas of focus. And we're going to go ahead. And again, I want to thank Desiree for tonight's teaching. Glory be to God for tonight and for going over these such important areas of our prayer life. And I encourage you to put them to practice and to, and if any of you are interested in the recording from today's call, I really would highly suggest that you call the office, and we'll be more than happy to send you the recording. There's a cost, but it's totally worth it to go back and really meditate on these points. Amen. Any of the teaching, no? Is that available to do?
Yes.
Or are you going to reteach them? Yes.
Yes, it will rotate again, because
okay.
There's some people that came in on the third class, or they didn't come from the beginning. So the it will rotate again. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to go ahead into a time of worship, of taking our offerings tonight. And let me just double check something real quick. I can go ahead and lift up the prayer. I'm going to say a prayer to receive the offering. And again, I want to encourage you. It's a love offering. And the Lord is so faithful. The Lord is so faithful. And, you know, every time we pour into this ministry and we give to this ministry, this is good soil. This is such good soil. And I always say it's a privilege to be a part of the network, to be a member of the network, and to give into this network. There's so many believers that, you know, go for years and they, you know, they're not in the right place, or they haven't been led to a good soil. And we are so blessed the Lord has brought us here, which is why we have to share this network with others, tell our friends, tell our family members who are interested in prayer, who want to grow in their faith, to join the network so they can receive just revelation from the Lord, teachings, and really grow in the foundation of our faith, which is prayer to Jesus Christ. So I encourage you to give, and I just want to lift up a prayer to receive the blessing of your giving tonight. And again, just want to remind you to feel free to go to our website. We have a give section, and you can give securely, and all the information is on the website. On our Dynamic Prayer Network, dynamicprayer.net. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being in your presence tonight, together in one spirit and one body. Lord, thank you for this network, Lord. Thank you for this, I always say it's like the meat and potatoes, Lord. That's what this ministry is. It's like meat and potatoes, Lord, of growing, Lord. Thank you for calling us to want more from you, Lord. Thank you for stirring that desire to seek you, Lord, to know how to pray, to put our pride aside and to just come together, Lord. Thank you for this network, and thank you for Martillo, Lord. And Father God, as we lift up our prayer, our offerings to you, Father, may it be a sacrifice to you, may it be a sweet-smelling sacrifice, Lord, from our hearts, Lord, in gratitude, Lord, of all that we have received from you, Lord, and all we receive from this network every single day, Lord. We know that that there's financial burden, Lord, as to keep this ministry, Lord. We thank you that you're the God that provides, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for receiving our offering tonight, Lord. We bless you and we thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. I wanted to ask Desiree if you have any announcements to share before we close.
Yes. There is the Ministry and Spiritual Gift class tomorrow, 7 and 8. So the students, and Audrey, I do have that, so I will resend your PDF for your manual. You'll receive that. And also on Thursday, we will be having the intercession class. And also Friday is our service here. It's our church service on Friday. So we want to welcome. There's an international community that comes in with us. We have Switzerland, we have Venezuela, and Africa sometimes comes in. So join us on Friday. And fast with us on Mondays. And also, the prayer classes that were given on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you do need to be enrolled. So if you were in on the call tonight and you did not register for the prayer classes or the intercession class, can you take that moment and do that? It is part of the mandatory thing to ask, to participate on this network. So thank you so much. Back to you, Gina. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to thank everyone for coming to the call tonight. We're going to transition into the training center and equipping for students and also for partners. So if you are a partner or you are a student in the Dynamic Prayer Network, we encourage you to stay tonight. And everyone else, I want to bless you tonight. I want to say, and I also wanted to... Yes.
Excuse me. There are some first-time people that were welcome to. So I believe there was a. Did you write them down?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, I have. You're right. Thank you so much. Yes. We wanted to. Is Rhonda still on? Rhonda, are you still here with us? Okay, and then I also have, I see there's an Anne Zachariah.
Yeah, I am
Hi,
here.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hi, is this your first time tonight?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Oh, welcome. Welcome, Anne. I think you joined in while we were in the middle of our, we had already started, but welcome. We're so happy you could come and join us tonight. Where are you calling us from?
I came in yesterday too. I was calling from Houston. I wasn't aware about the what was going on. I got the RSVP. So the Mondays are the prayer nights. Am I correct?
Yes. Every night we pray.
Uh huh.
Every night we have prayer. We have prayer intercession from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then at 9 p.m. we have every night is a different theme, but we do pray every night. For the five areas of focus. But if you have a prayer request, you can also go to our website and submit your prayer request in RSVP form.
Yeah.
And you can join us for intercession at 8 p.m.
And that's what was going on today. Is that the intercession?
Well, intercession is from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then at 9 p.m. we have a teaching. Tonight we had a teaching on prayer. And then we pray for the five areas of focus. And
I was supposed to go for the one before this.
Okay, for the intercession.
I got confused, but I'm glad I came anyway. So.
Yes, of course, absolutely. We're happy.
The intercession is an hour before this, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. So,
and the intercession is I don't have to be. You're not praying. Somebody else is praying, right?
Yes, exactly. Now,
we're
having classes Tuesdays and Thursdays on intercession and prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to participate in the prayer, you have to take the classes.
Got you.
The classes are wonderful because we're really learning about the foundations of prayer, what the Bible says about prayer, what is the best way to pray. And it's great. We want to make sure that everyone, this is a prayer line, but it's also a training and activation center to become, you know, better at praying. So we have classes Tuesdays and Thursdays that help us with that. So I encourage you to come back. And then once you are participating in the classes, then you will be more than, you know, welcome to stay and pray with us. So we definitely want to invite you to come back. And if you do want to come to classes, there is a fee for the classes. So all of our information is on the website, and you can be more than happy to speak with us too, and we can give you more detailed information. So you were on yesterday as well?
Yeah, I came for the healing yesterday.
Okay, wonderful. And you received, you stayed afterwards and received personal ministry, special prayer afterwards?
No, I didn't know that was there.
Okay, so you just received the prayer.
I did. Yeah, the prayer partners, they prayed for me. Yes, they did.
Okay. Amen.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Anne, for coming on.
Okay.
And we encourage you to join our classes and join us for intercession and the intercession classes. So Thursday we're going to have an intercession class. So
okay.
You can come on and listen to an intercession, and then also stay for the class. That would really be
okay.
A blessing. Okay?
Thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Have a wonderful night, Anne. Thanks for coming on. All right. So we're going to go ahead and just thank everybody for coming on tonight and joining us in prayer. And we're going to enter in a time of for all the students and partners. Do we have any new partners tonight? Or let me just double check the list. Who's on today? Let's see. Okay, we have Audrey, Desiree, of course, myself, Pastor Joshua, and Peter Gay. Peter Gay, are you a partner? Are you a student?
No, I'm about to disconnect. Am I a student?
Yeah, you're a student.
Okay.
You're trying to escape. You're supposed to be practicing, Peter Gay. You're trying to escape.
Okay, so you're staying. And then I also have here a Maureen Nixon, Slayton Nixon.
Yes. I wasn't actually sure how to sign up for the class and pay for the class and all that, but, yeah, I wanted to be a part of the class.
Okay. You want to be part of the Tuesday night class or the other class, the ministry gifts class?
The part of the intercessory prayer class that you have.
Okay, wonderful. Great. Well, we're going to be having our next class on Thursday, so you can go ahead. Desiree, I'm sorry. It's on the website, correct?
Yes. Just press the give button, and when you go in, just put the prayer class. It's right there, and you just put it in the description that it will be for the prayer class. Do you want to come on the 9 p.m. class as well, to the 9 p.m. meeting? If you want both of them, you just it's $30. And if you just want to do intercession, which is just 8 to 9, that's just $15. But we do recommend that both, so you get in the benefit of both. So it's $30 for all 8 classes.
Okay. And you just go online, you said, and
Press the give button. The give button.
And press the give button. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want me to, would you like me to call you tomorrow and walk you through it, or you can go ahead and do? Would you be okay to do it by yourself?
I should be okay to do it now that I know how to do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Maureen.
Okay.
So we'll see you on Thursday. Okay.
Okay. Thanks,
Maureen. Have a great night, Maureen. God bless you.
You too.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Bye bye. Amen. Okay. So it is, let me see. We have Audrey, Desiree, Gina, Pastor Joshua, and Peter Gay. How exciting. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I love this time that we get to share as students and partners. It's such a wonderful time. So I want to pray as we enter into this time together and letting the Holy Spirit lead us tonight as we press in for each other and just receive a word from the Lord. And the Lord knows our hearts. The Lord knows our situations. The Lord knows everything that is going on with us. And He has a word for us tonight. So to encourage each other and build each other in their faith. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your love that you pour over us, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters, Lord, that are on the call now, Lord. Thank you for their hearts, for their commitment, Lord, their testimony, Lord, to seek you more each day. And not only for their own personal growth, Lord, but because they really want to serve you, Lord. They want to serve you in stepping out, Lord, and bringing hope, Lord, to the rest of us here, Lord, and sharing, releasing a word from heaven, Lord. So in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, you release,
Lord, from heaven, Lord, what you will, Father God. And then you just, you protect this time, Lord, this anointed time, Lord. You pour your anointing over your students and partners tonight, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I would like for us to lift up and pray for Peter Gay. We want to start with her and ask the Lord to just release Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you're here with us tonight, Lord. And we just love you, Lord. Thank you for just for the sweet incense, and there's a sweetness in the room. There's sweet smelling offering being lifted up to the Lord as we're together. I feel that, I sense that, I smell it. As we're all praying right now. Our spirit is one with God, and he's receiving our prayers tonight. So let's press in for our sister Peter Gay tonight, and you can release whatever the Lord says. Amen. Peter Gay, this is Gina, and I can't stop just sensing that sweet smell from the Lord, and it's like a freshness, the same way like the bread, the loaf of bread is in the oven, and it's just, it's growing. There's it's growth and elevation of the yeast that's just growing. Just a whole picture of bread, and the growth of the bread, and how it takes some time for it to set, but then when there's the heat, it expands, and the Lord is saying that this is a season. This is that season you're in. You're in that season of that freshness of growth and elevation in the Spirit. And that heat is you stepping out in faith. sometimes it feels hot because you don't know. It just kind of comes, and it's just stepping out in faith to what you're learning about, what you're receiving the teachings of hearing His voice, hearing the voice of God. So I want to pray for you. Lord God, I thank you for my sister, Peter Gay. Lord, thank you, Lord, for showing me, Lord, that freshness, that sweet-smelling freshness of bread, Lord, in the Spirit, Lord, and how, Lord, that's how she is, that bread represents her, Lord, how she's growing, Lord, how she's been stretched, and she's being stretched, and she's been waiting and steadying, Lord, and you're putting the heat, Lord. You're increasing her faith, Father. Lord God, I just ask you, Lord, that you strengthen her, Lord, that she is secure who she is, Lord, that she can be reminded of your promises, Lord, and that you continue to protect her, Lord, that you're watching her the same way a baker watches the bread. The bread maker watches the bread in the oven, making sure that he's not burned, that it's perfect temperature, Lord. I thank you because you're protecting her, Lord, and you're watching her, and you're with her every step of her growth, and in her growth and faith, Lord, in you, Lord God. We ask that you bless her tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Tina.
Amen. God bless you.
Hey, this is Desiree, and what I saw was a giant teacup and a saucer, and what I got was tea and comfort. Your friendship with God got so deeper, and you developed this relationship where the friendship was so at ease. You started to trust, and you got deeper and deeper into this relationship. That you were speaking to him like a friend, and so there was this element of like, I trust you, and to a point where you're pulling up with like a teacup and like, God, so what are we going to talk about? Like, I saw like you entered into this comfort, that you were not like frantic and frazzled about your situation, but you're just like, Lord, I trust you, you got it, and let's just talk. Amen. And so, Father, I thank you for this deeper level of trust that you have for your daughter and that she's entered in. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we know that no weapon formed against her will prosper. And so, Father, we thank you for this friendship, that she is your friend and you are her friend. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, God, Lord.
Hello, Sister Peter again. This is Joshua. And, the word that I got regarding you was unraveled. And basically what it is it's all like, you know, like the enemy had something like a rope or some kind of a material, like a rope or something, wrapped around your leg. And so the idea was it was for it to constantly trip you up, you know, all the time, whenever you were going to make progress, to just trip you up. And the way it kind of manifested itself wasn't in so much as you falling down or anything like that, but more like, you know, like subtle things like, oh, man, I missed that. You know, goodness, I just missed that. I almost had that, you know. And so it was things like that. Now I see God's hand, you know, the Lord's hand hold on your back, still holding you up. You know, but and the analogy is, I see if you had your daughter in front of you, you're holding your child, your son or daughter, even though you're holding that child up, at some point you have to unravel what's around their feet, around their legs, so that they could go forward. And so that's what God is doing. So God has unraveled that. So in the name of Jesus, we prophesy that everything that the enemy has put around your face, that assignment to trip you up and to keep you from reaching higher, to go from level to level, from glory to glory, faith to faith, now that assignment is broken in the name of Jesus. And that unraveling is done. God has unraveled it from around your leg, and now it's time for you to go forward confidently. And we prophesy in the name of Jesus that the Lord is upholding you and the Lord is moving you forward in the name of Jesus. And I heard the word blessed. So we prophesy you are blessed. In this sense, I hear the word blessed as an empowerment to victory. So God is now giving you this. God is giving you the cherry on top. God is giving you this, you know, beyond the bonus. And God is putting on you His blessing. He's calling you blessed. and His blessing upon you is an empowerment to victory. So go forth in this thy mind and become victorious in the name of Jesus. You are now able more than ever before. You are able. You are able to go up. You are able to climb, to take that mountain. Like Caleb said, give me that mountain. Now you are able to go for that mountain and take it. In Jesus' name, God bless you. You are no longer earthbound. Amen.
Sorry.
Thank you, Pastor Joshua.
This is Audrey. I heard a song for you when we began praying for you, Peter Gay. I heard a song. I don't know all the words to the song, but I will sing what I remember. Okay, it's an olden time song. It goes like this: I am moving up on the King's highway. Do you know this song, Peter Gay?
Yeah.
And I'm moving up on the shining way. And I don't know the words, but I kept humming it to myself. And it says, try to hold me back. And I'm moving up the King's highway. Moving up. Oh, Lord, I'm moving up the King's highway. This is a song I keep hearing for you, Peter Gay.
Thank you.
Please try to get the words of this song and just sing it. I don't know if anybody else knows the words of this song. Brother Joshua, do you know the words of this song?
I heard a little bit of it before. I heard the title of the song before. I have what is called at home. What you call the couple that the Gaithers, they have all these compendium of songs, so it's gotta be one of my these things. But it should be on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, you can look up also on WordPress, the Gospel Chorus and Saints song. I'm moving up the King's Highway.
That's what it's called.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm moving up the King's Highway. Moving up the King's Highway. I'm trusting in amazing grace. There's more to it. I don't see the rest.
It's a song I haven't heard for, I don't know, since I was a child.
Yeah. It's an old
Amen.
Song.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's exactly how I feel. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else have anything else for Peter Gay? Did we all go? Okay. All right, so let's now press in for Audrey. And Audrey, I was praying for you. This is Gina. And I sensed an angelic presence in your home right now. So there's a very strong presence of the Lord in your home. And I was writing out, in the darkness, God is there. And in the daylight, God is there. He has you. He watches over you. Your home is blessed, and you and your family will serve the Lord. Your decrees that you've done will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I looked up the verse in Joshua 24:15, as I was looking up this, which says, But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And that's the verse that the Lord gave me for you, and I want to pray for you. Dear Lord, I thank you for my sister Audrey. Lord God, thank you, Father, for this angelic presence in her home, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you watch over her, Lord, because you never lose sight of where she is, Lord, and what she's doing, Lord God, and that you cover her, Lord. I ask that you protect her home, you seal her home, Father God, against the enemy's plans, Father. And, Lord, that your presence of peace and joy, Lord, will flow in her home, Lord, and will influence every person that comes in contact in her home, Father God, and that every person that is there, Lord, they will feel your presence, Lord, but most importantly, Lord, they will hear your calling, Lord, to serve you. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, my sister.
This is Desiree for...
Thank you.
This is for Audrey. This is Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
And what
thank
I saw,
you.
Yes, and what I saw, Audrey, was you were on your knees. You were kind of doubled over. Your one hand was like on the bed and like the rest on the floor, but you were like bent over and you were weeping and over a situation. I didn't see what it was, but you were just weeping before the Lord and you were praying hard and fervently and just with deep passion. And I heard like kind of see these words, look to me, daughter, as you pour out your heart. Know this, that no good thing will I withhold from you, my daughter, because you are faithful to me. Amen.
Thank you, Desiree. Thank
Amen.
You. Yeah, thank you. Amen.
Audrey? This
yeah.
is Peter Gay. Thus says the Lord, my daughter Audrey, you are faithful and true. I love you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen.
Thank you, Peter Gay. God bless all of you.
God bless you, Sister Audrey. This is Joshua.
Hello, Brother Joshua.
Now, the word I heard was promise. The child of promise. The inheritance belongs to the child of promise. So Isaac was the child of promise. And through him came Christ. Now, God promised, according to Romans chapter 4, God promised the whole world to Abraham and to his seed. Not direct, not personally, the natural seed, but a spiritual seed, meaning Christ. And the application of it is this. You know, God promised him a child. He got Isaac. That was the child of promise. Through him came Christ. And God promised Abraham and his seed. Abraham and his seed. The whole earth. So now what God is saying is, when you pray, God has given you something that when you pray, all things are yours. According to us, like Apostle Paul wrote, all things are yours. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Brother Joshua.
Amen. So just every time you pray, just press in like God told Abraham, lift up your eyes and see. And I just see you praying and just even there in the dark where you're praying, you know, lift up your eyes and just see in the spirit how far you can see, how far you can press in and penetrate, because it's all yours. And God bless you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank everybody.
Amen. So we have a couple of minutes left, but if anybody, I just want to leave it open to for the Holy Spirit. If anybody else has anything else they have for someone, you can go ahead and release that now. Amen.
Brother Joshua, this is Audrey. I see something. I see a very large truck. And you're driving this truck. This truck is like, I mean, it's a very, very big, you know, those big trucks.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's a really the largest truck you can, you've seen, or there is, because this truck is it's extraordinarily large. And this truck, you're driving this truck. You're on the highway driving this truck. And you're the only person on this highway. There's no other car. There are two lanes, one going and another one, you know, coming. So you're like on the right side of the two lanes. You're driving in another in that direction, and then that there normally there are cars that should be coming on your left side, but there are no cars on the highway. Nothing in front, nothing behind you, nothing on the left side. You're alone in that truck, and you're driving this truck. And I see that this truck is a silver truck. It's silver in color. Oh, this is all that I see, Pastor Joshua, Brother Joshua. I just see you in this truck, driving this large truck on the highway. And you're the only one on this highway, the only truck, only car, and you're alone in this car, and you're driving the car. The truck is so large. You need what to climb up in that truck, but you got in that truck somehow, and you're just driving it. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I receive it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Audrey, this is Gina.
Yes.
I wanted to encourage you. Just take a couple of minutes and just ask the Lord to give you revelation of what that means. But sometimes we have to press in a little more. He shows us a vision, and then we have to ask him for the revelation.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Does anybody else have anything?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. What I see also now is that at the end of that road, that highway, there are people down there, and they're like, you know these racing cars that go by on the racing track? And at certain times, somebody will, like, wave a flag or something like that.
Yeah.
I see someone waving a flag, but it's a victory flag. Like, you've reached to the end of you're joining.
Yes.
And flags are being waved. There are people down there. They are, like, celebrating you. They're happy. They're joyous. And there's this flag that's being waved. And I see that this flag is like a squares. You have like the first square is white, and the second square is black. So it's like a checkered board of black and white squares.
Yes, it's called the checkered flag.
Yeah, and it's being waved. And there are people at the end of that road, that highway that you were on, who, like, they're cheering you on, and you're still away yet from them, but they're there waiting for you, cheering you on. And you're driving straight there, straight towards them. It's like the finish line. Like a victory has been won.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sister Audrey, go ahead and declare that. Declare that victory over Pastor Joshua. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, I can't. The anointing is too much on me. I declare. The victory over Brother Joshua, over Pastor Joshua now, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Amen.
Wow, praise God. That glory will stand. Thank you so much, Sister Audrey. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor Joshua.
Amen. What a powerful night we've had tonight. I just want to thank each of you for coming on tonight. Thank you for releasing the Lord's word over each of us tonight. And I just want to bless each of you. And just thank you for your commitment to this network, for your commitment to us to come on and to keep us accountable and allowing us to be this body and this community of prayer warriors and intercessors for the kingdom, for each other, for our families, for our nation, those that came on for intercession. Thank you for your heart to serve the Lord and to serve each other on this network. When you come on, you bring that anointing. So, we pray for you and just thank you again for saying yes to the Lord and coming on tonight. I know that there's warfare, but the victory is ours, and I just want to bless you tonight as we end the call tonight. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your presence here tonight. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good and so loving, Lord. Thank you for loving us so much, Father. We don't get tired of thanking you for your goodness and your love, Lord. Lord God, thank you, Lord, for the students tonight, Lord, and for the partners, Lord. Thank you for their heart to want more of you, Lord. And thank you for this network, Lord. Thank you for the DPN network that allows us the opportunity to serve you, Lord, to grow in our faith, Lord, grow in knowledge and understanding of you, Father God, and get to practice, Lord, our gifting, Lord. Father, I just ask that you release more of you, Lord, to us, Lord. Tonight, Lord, as we rest, may you just give us revelation, Lord. Give us a download, Lord. Give us freshness, Lord. God ideas, God revelations, Father. Godly dreams, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, thank you for tonight, Lord. We just give you all of the glory, Lord, and all of the honor, Lord, for your goodness, for being our God, Lord. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, for tonight, for coming on, like I said. Have a wonderful night. Yes.
Excuse me, Gina. Yes. If you can have Audrey remain behind, I just wanted to talk to her about the emails. Amen.
Sure.
Okay. I'm here. I'll wait.
Amen. Well, thank you, everyone. You're all dismissed, and you're blessed, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Good night.
God bless,
bless y'all.
Good night.
God bless you.
Night, night, my lovely family.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.